This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Time is 9:07. Temperature stands at 30 degrees. It stayed the same for the past hour. Overcast skies, 30 degrees. Wind chill factor of 20 degrees at our WXCO studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can also catch a video stream of our program both on YouTube.com, on the 98.9 WXCO part of the site. So again, go to 98.9 WXCO on YouTube.com, become a subscriber, and you can be able to watch the programs and go back and watch previous shows as well. And also in the second hour, we are available on Facebook.com as well at the 98.9 WXCO page of Facebook.com. You can join us by calling or texting us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. We'd love to hear your thoughts based on anything we've talked about, things we haven't talked about. Do you agree or disagree with me? Do you agree or disagree with Chris Conley when it comes to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign and its role in the ethics complaint that was filed this week against Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney by 8 citizens? Would love to hear your thoughts on that. If there's something we are not talking about that you would like to speak of, you can do that as well. 715-382-9297 to be part of the program with us here on WXCO. And always part of the program is our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Mr. Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Morning, Chad.
What's the countdown down to now? For those folks out there, for folks out there who maybe tuned in for the first time, hopefully we have a few people that come on by and say, hey, we're going to see what's going on here on WXCO between 8 and 10 a.m. We've been talking about Ian back on Christmas, got a wonderful Christmas gift.
I really did.
What was it?
My mom and dad have surprised me with a trip to Disney World.
Yep.
And it's only 3 days away.
Yep.
3 days.
You can almost feel it, right? You can almost feel the warmth of that sun in Orlando.
Oh, every day it gets closer, I can feel the excitement building, honestly. It's such a wonderful feeling, and I can't wait to, you know, have fun. Just, I get to see some of my extended family that will be meeting us down there as well, and just have a lot of fun.
Yep, I think you're going to have a wonderful time. You won't be with us Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week, but we'll get a full report back with you on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But before you leave, there's still some work that needs to be done.
Yes, it's been a rough week so far in the number of the day. I am 0 out of 3.
Yeah, at the end of the show every single weekday, We have our daily history lesson. I tell you about some of the famous events that occur on this date in history. We discuss some celebrity birthdays, some special events being acknowledged today, but we always wrap it up because I know that everybody out there, they'll tune on their radio at about 9:55, 9:56. It's time for the number for the day quiz. We have to see whether or not Ian is able to get it right. And I always give him three choices based on whatever the number of the day is.
That's right.
And based on the math, because we believe in math around here. Just based on the math, you should get one out of three right. Because if you guess, you should get one out of three right. So 33%. So if you're above 33%, we call it a passing grade. If you're below 33%, we call it a failing grade. Mm-hmm. But we ask for more than that. We want you not just to get a passing grade because we expect our students to be overachievers.
Yeah.
And to have a winning week, you have to get more right than wrong, which is 3 out of 5. Your all-time best is 4 out of 5, which is pretty amazing week in itself to have 4 out of 5 right. And then, of course, we still are going to strive
for the pot at the end of the rainbow.
Strive for that perfect week of 5 out of 5 someday. We have not done that. We've been doing this for about a year. So, again, it's a case of still trying to get that 5 for 5 week. And, of course,
there's been a lot of interesting topics over that year. For example, yesterday, let's talk about Twinkies and how many
Twinkies, yep,
ingredients are in a Twinkie. And my parents were listening to this answer yesterday as well. And we were all
surprised.
Yeah. There was 39 ingredients. And after that, my mom was telling me that she will never have a Twinkie again.
Yeah, sometimes it's better not to know.
I don't blame her.
Sometimes ignorance is bliss. I agree with that.
Yeah.
But would you like to know what the topic is for today?
Well, sure. What is the topic for today's number?
Because, again, you have to get today right and you have to get tomorrow right.
I have to get in
order
today.
In order to get a passing grade.
Yes.
The winning week's already out the window.
I really need to be on top of my
Yeah, so we want to get it today. Right. Yeah, I got to get it right today so we have some drama tomorrow. Well, I guess we'll have drama either way tomorrow. We'll either have drama for you trying
That's
to have
true.
A
drama
passing
is
week.
Guaranteed.
Or also have drama for you to try to avoid the opposite of a perfect week.
Oh, my gosh.
And you have not had a 0 week, right? You haven't had a 0 week.
No, but so hopefully I can keep it that way.
All right. The topic that we'll have later on in the hour for the number for the day quiz is Babies.
Aw.
Yep.
That's sweet.
And actually specific births. So it's like,
interesting.
So yep, so it'll be involving births. So we will have that as our number for the day coming up.
Okay.
Coming up is this hour as well. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll hear a conversation with a terrific young lady. Again, one of the best parts of the job is getting an opportunity to see student athletes in action and also get a chance to sit down and actually have good conversations with some of these student athletes. And coming up, we'll talk to a senior from the Central Wisconsin Storm girls hockey team. The Storm is a co-op between Wausau West, Wausau East, D.C. Everest, and Mosinee. And this young lady goes to Wausau West. She is a senior, and she is a captain. She was an all-state performer, second-team all-state a year ago as a junior. Helped the Storm to state championships, both as a freshman and as a junior, and hoping for a third state championship this year. We'll talk to Ava Rohde coming up. And a quick note that coming up on Saturday, we will have the Central Wisconsin Storm in action on the ice down in Mequon, taking on the Lakeshore Lightning. I'll have coverage of that one starting at 1:30 on Saturday right here on 98.9 WXCO. But we'll hear from Ava Rohde coming up in just a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Also, man, I had something I was going to say, and now it slipped my mind. But the Bucks last night were victorious. They defeated the Orlando Magic as Milwaukee continues to move up in the Eastern Conference standing. So a big win for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Good job, Bucks.
Yeah, Damian Lillard had a big game, and Giannis, he has a big game every night. I mean, it's just amazing the way that man just keeps on plowing along. So fantastic work there. I was saying about, sometimes things just pop in your mind and they pop out and then they pop right
sometimes
back.
It just clicks.
Talking about, talking to the student athletes, and it's not just the athletes. We always enjoy talking to the people that are involved in the theatrical productions. And unfortunately for you, you're going to be gone next Wednesday, because next Wednesday we're going to talk to a bunch of directors who are involved in the Wausau West Theater 1X, and they're directed by students. We talked to the folks who always are acting in the plays, but these 1X are also written by students as well. So
fantastic.
I'm not all of them, but so we have an opportunity to talk about these 1X that will be performed at Wausau West High School next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So again, we're looking forward to that on Wednesday. Really enjoy hearing from the people that are artistically inclined as well. And I really like this idea of the 1X being directed and written by students, because that's where I got my first taste of it, because a couple of my best friends wrote 1X back when I was going to school at UW Marathon County, and they had the 1X they were producing, and they needed some guys to be part of the shows. So they said to me, you got to help us out here. So I'd never acted. I never thought about acting. So I got involved, and I was in two of the 1X, and it was so much fun. And then I kept doing it during my college years and even afterwards. So it all started with some student-written 1X. So I'm curious to see how these shows have come about, what these students are finding out directing, because obviously directing is much different than acting. So we'll talk about that coming up next week on Wednesday. On Tuesday of next week, we're going to talk about what's been going on with the Wausau School Board, because Jim Boucher is the Wausau School Board president. We have heard about the plans for elementary school consolidation.
Right.
We have heard this week about the referendum question being put on the ballot for April. So we'll talk about all of that with Jim Boucher from the Wausau School Board, the Wausau School Board president, coming up on Tuesday on this program as well. So, see, you're missing a whole bunch of stuff next week. By the way, have you ever thought about directing, or are you just an actor?
Oh, someday I would like to be a director. But it would just depend on the show and who I would have on my team. But I hope to get there someday. But for now, I'm just happy with being being an actor on the stage.
Sometimes it may be better that way.
Something I've overlooked. I would definitely like to do it someday.
No, that sounds like, absolutely. Something to a different kind of experience.
I've actually been an assistant director for a show I was a part of.
Well, that's a good way to start, to get a feel for it and everything you have to do to be a director, because you have a lot that's on the plate when you're in charge of the production. So
I've also been a backstage manager when the Children's Theater did a Willy Wonka.
Ah, so very good. All right, well, coming up next, we will be talking to Ava Rohde of the Central Wisconsin Storm. That's straight ahead. The time is 9:18. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Yes, a lover. Bad as that. Oh, nothing will keep us together.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Last evening, we, as we do on Wednesday nights, always have the big high school sports show. Myself and Jeff Gress get an opportunity to talk to area coaches and student athletes, and wanted to share a conversation we had last evening with a member of the Central Wisconsin Storm girls hockey team, Ava Rohde. She's been a cog for this team for a number of years, winner of two state championships, second team All-State, captain this year, and started off by talking to the senior from Wausau West High School about the season so far. How has it gone for the Central Wisconsin Storm?
Our motto is actually this year, it's pressure is privilege. We thought that this would be good because it kind of just shows that like there are high stakes. Our team has a very kind of high like expectation for excellence, and that's how it's always been. But kind of recognizing that that is a privilege and it's not something to kind of cower away from. So kind of like establishing that throughout our team has been really like essential for our success and for the freshmen coming in, because we do have a very young team. But kind of, you know, just setting the expectations high and expecting that, you know, we're going to go back to state, we're going to go and compete hard every single game has been definitely very important this year for us, especially as like seniors and upperclassmen.
You've won two state championships already. I mean, that's to say it, and you're still going strong. What were those two experiences like? I guess first as a freshman being around it and being out there, and then last year as a junior, were they similar? Were they different? Was one more special than the other? How would you judge those state championships?
I mean, obviously, you know, winning a state championship is winning a state championship, and they're both, you know, extremely special moments that are, like, unforgettable. But I would say they are distinct in their own ways. Last year as a junior, I was an upperclassman. I was also a captain. So kind of having that role in the team meant that I was doing more every single day. I was putting more work in, and there was a lot more struggle and kind of things that we had to come back from, I think. The road to state last year was not easy, but I think that it made it all the more rewarding, and it was just completely different than our freshman year in that aspect. But, you know, there's no better feeling than winning a state championship, and it's totally hard to, you know, compare the two.
Well, and you mentioned you're a captain, and you mentioned you have a youthful team. Is that how you describe them? Mm-hmm. Is it what's your role? Is that ever difficult to be in those leadership roles? Because you're already trying to, you know, do your job, help make your team the best, and then you take on extra responsibility. Do you enjoy that role? Is that something you look forward to? Take great pride in that leadership role?
I mean, yeah, 100%. I feel really lucky that my teammates, you know, trust me with that, and I know that there's very high expectations for me, but obviously, you know, there's some days that are very hard and there's some weeks that are hard, and you're kind of like, you know, am I doing this whole thing right? Like, am I doing what I should be doing? And that's, you know, extremely challenging to kind of deal with, and it's the whole, like, you know, am I good enough? Should I really be put in this position? But at the end of the day, it's also, you know, the most rewarding experience, because there's nothing like, you know, the feeling of winning state after everything that you've gone through and everything that you've had to go through, and kind of leading your teammates to that.
It would be, I think, even a bigger challenge to be a leader or a captain for the Central Wisconsin Storm because of the co-op aspect. When you have multiple schools, when you have, I mean, what, four schools is it right now? Is it East, West, Everest, and Mosinee? Is there anybody else involved in it at this point? The Wave, I guess.
Yeah,
So I guess you can say that as well. But is that add to the challenge? Because so many, I would call it a normal situation where it's one school for a team. You see everybody in the hallways or at lunch or during class. Does that make it a more difficult in terms of, either leading or even when there are issues, because every team has their issues, does it make it more difficult?
I think maybe to an extent. I just think it's kind of funny because, like, today after practice, our coach came in and she was like, Mosinee, you're dismissed at this time. Everest, you're dismissed at this time. And I think it's definitely harder for the coach because she has to deal with a lot more, you know, athletic directors and a lot of that kind of stuff. But honestly, I think for us, it might be more of an advantage because, you know, it's really interesting to see how, like, after practice or after school, we go to practice and we have, like, five girls who are, you know, talking to their teammates and like, you'll never guess what happened today at school. And it's just, I don't know, I think that kind of, you know, being separated a little bit does help us in the long run because we are all, like, sisters and we all do fight. But, yeah, it's also, you know, kind of a really cool thing though to see your friends and teammates in the hallways and talk to them in classes and have them help you with other classes, and that is definitely something that I think I would miss.
And you know, you talk about the tradition of the Storm, the two state titles, the pride that everybody has in that program, and you've been around it already a little bit from your junior to senior year. How much did that make for your off season and what you wanted to get out? Because everybody wants to end with the state title. You know, that's the highest accomplishment you can have, and that's, you walk off into the sunset after you finish it off for your high school career. Did that drive you to kind of really dive into this off season and put forth your best foot to make it everything you want it to be for this season?
Yeah, there's a ton of work that goes in the off season. Just even like outside of practicing and like the physical aspect, there's a lot of kind of mental things that we have to kind of like put in throughout the team, and As seniors and as captains, we have captain's practices in the off season because our coach, you know, can't contact with us. And that really, like, adds on a whole other aspect of, like, establishing ourselves as leaders and, you know, trying to get the whole team together and on the same page with things, which is important, and kind of setting the pace for the whole season, which is really important. But, yeah, we usually do work very hard in the off season. We have tons of off-ice things and, like, workouts that we do at the gym, or we go, like, up, like, hikes up a mountain and stuff like that. And then we also have a lot of girls, probably, like, 70% of our team are on some kind of club team, which they're, you know, skating from August to November as well, which helps everyone a lot, too.
We will have more with Ava Rohde of the Central Wisconsin Storm, again, a senior captain from Wausau West High School, coming up after an information update. The time is 9:28. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
And welcome back to Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. I should say WXCO. I'm a professional. I got to say it right. And on the Civic Media app. Again, we are talking to Central Wisconsin Storm senior Ava Rohde. Again, a senior at Wausau West High School, captain on the Central Wisconsin Storm hockey team. They're 14-3 on the season, ranked number 3 in the state by Wisconsin Prep Hockey, defending state champs. And myself and Jeff Grass had a chance to talk to Ava last evening on the Big High School Sports Show. And Jeff continued our conversation asking a question.
And you mentioned, you know, playoffs are right around the corner, tough sectional, never anything easy. You guys are always challenging yourself in your schedule and in the competition you guys play. Looking at your team right now with all the stuff coming around and wanting to get as far as you can, what do you think that, you know, after all the games that you guys have had already, team is doing really well? And maybe something like, hey, there's still a little bit, we got to iron out this little bit yet to be the team that we want to be when we roll the playoffs and try to make that run for the state championship?
One thing that we, especially as captains, have been implementing this year is positivity. We work really hard on, you know, keeping the environment on the bench and in the locker room positive at all times, because we've kind of learned that, you know, beating ourselves up, talking to our teammates in a negative way does not in any way help our team perform. So that's something that I think that we've been working on and has been helping us a lot. And you can just kind of see it with our line mates. Like, everyone's connecting really well. Passes are being made in very, you know, aesthetically pleasing ways, and it just looks really good all the time. But one thing I think we can work on, I think, is just kind of, like, not, like, when we get scored on, it's, you know, hard to come back, and we have to kind of take that as motivation and use it, you know, to get better and to score, as opposed to, like, being like, oh, like, we're not going to win this game, because we're not usually used to being put in situations where we have to come back, and where we have to, you know, kind of fight to win. And that's something that I think we can work on definitely, is, you know, not getting too in our heads whenever we get scored on, and just, you know, kind of coming back from that.
Yeah, did all right. The last game I did was against Gentry, and a couple of goals in the last 2 minutes to get you back to even after having to dig out of a hole for a long time. So maybe that is the process that is working. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah.
And something that's always, again, unique about the Storm is the amount of travel that you have to do, because, you know, everybody else has the, like, the Valley Conference here in central Wisconsin. So you'd have a road game at East if you were at West, or Everest, so short trips. The Storm, all your schools are together, so you have to go a long way. And, like, this weekend, you have another overnight trip. You have a number of overnight trips during the season. What are the challenges of that, and what are the advantages of that, spending so much time together as a team?
I mean, the challenges definitely lie in, like, our schoolwork and getting all of that done. We miss a lot of school, generally, and it's kind of impossible to get anything done on the bus, especially on overnights. You know, the girls are very, we have a lot of personality on this team, so it's hard to get anything done, which is definitely a challenging part. A good part is that, you know, spending time together is always good. Being with your teammates is always good, and the girls really enjoy their time together on the bus. You know, everyone in the back is just crazy, and it's so funny to listen to, but even if you're trying to do schoolwork, it's, you know, it's okay.
Hockey sounds like it occupies a lot of your time. Do you play any other sports?
No, I just play hockey.
Then that asks my, and that ends my question on the multi-sports. So, well, let's take it, though. Athletes in general, very busy. And sometimes I think you just need, you know, you talked about it's hard to get homework done because we have that downtime with our teammates, and that's a lot of fun. For yourself, what do you do to de-stress, get away from that time? What's all athletes, I think, have time where they have to just mellow out and figure out time to not focus on the sport. What's that free time for you that you enjoy?
Honestly, I don't get much free time. In my free time, I would say I you know, hang out with my teammates. I mean, five of my teammates went to Sylvan Hill after the game on Saturday. Yeah, so we hang out a lot. We go to other games, and we, yeah, most of our time is actually spent together. But I guess when I'm kind of by myself, I just really prioritize, like, taking care of myself and eating good and drinking well, and, you know, kind of sleeping well, just because all of that impacts your performance so much. It impacts your day-to-day life so much, and that's something that I didn't really do a very good job of when I was younger, and it definitely kind of came back and got me later at the end of the season, so that's something that I've been working really hard on.
And you talked about hanging out with teammates and obviously hockey being a big part of your life. As a senior, when it's all said and done, okay, because it goes by so fast. That's what I find remarkable about it. The season goes by fast, the career goes by fast, and then you're on to your next journey. What will you miss most about it when it's gone? The high school portion.
Yeah. And maybe this is cliche, but, you know, definitely just spending time with your teammates. And I think that that's something that we all take for granted. Everyone takes it for granted. And every single senior has said this at the end of their year all the time. But there's just something so special, and definitely I don't think you can find it anywhere else other than the environment of, like, high school sports, of spending time with your teammates every single day, getting to know them like no other person, you know, getting bonds with them or strengthening bonds with them that are, you know, like, nothing can affect that, or nothing can make you lose your friendships with them. And I have a lot of friends on the team and who I, you know, love like my sister, and I never had a sister, and it's just like I don't imagine it feeling any other way, and that's something I'm gonna miss a lot.
How old were you when you first started playing hockey?
Four.
What was it about the game, as you were very young and you started playing it, and obviously the way you talk about it, it's a lot on your mind, that it's something you think a lot about. What was it about the game that drew you in to keep on striving for excellence within it and to spend so much time with it? You said you go to other games. I mean, obviously it sounds like you love hockey beyond the competitive aspect. What is it about the game of hockey that has driven you over these years?
I mean, when I was little, you know, I've always loved to win. I've always loved to be good at something. But other than that, I think something that really has driven me is just how unique of a game hockey is. you know, there's nothing like it. There's so many different aspects that you need to master to be really good at it. There's the skating, the passing, the stick handling, the shooting, the thinking skills, the communication skills. And being good at hockey and learning how to master those things takes you on so many good levels on like other things in life. So when you can figure out how to talk to your teammates, you can figure out how to talk to your coworkers or your teachers or other people. You know, when you work hard at something and you spend hours honing up your skills at skating or stick handling, that carries over into every other aspect of your life, which I think is really unique to hockey.
Again, we're talking to Ava Rohde of the Central Wisconsin Storm here on 98.9 WXCO. What's your favorite class in school?
I'm a really big humanities person. I love the humanities. So I would say right now I really like my AP European History class.
Mm. You were the number 5. Is there any meaning to that, or is it just what you got assigned?
I've always been 5, I think. I was like looking through my camera roll, and there's a picture of me when I was like 4 with a number 5 jersey on. When I was younger, and we still are, but our family is a big like UND hockey fan.
Mm-hmm.
We love that that team. And there was a player, and his name was Che Genaway, and he was number 5.
Mm.
And we really liked him, and he was a great player. And I think that's why I picked 5.
Well, with the favorite class you listed, with higher education, do you have a field you're looking to go into? Something, I know you could be, I mean, people can be totally undecided too at this point, but is there something that from your classes or from goals that you want to accomplish that are going to steer you towards a certain occupation or job you want to have?
I would say in general, I'm really good at reading and writing. And I, you know, I like history classes, I like English classes, and kind of stuff like that. So I think when I go to college, I would like to major in something like along the lines of political science or history or English or something like that. And then I think I want to go to law school, but we'll see how how that works out.
As a political science major myself, that's a good good way to go. I loved it. I loved it. So do you have a favorite rival? Is there a team that you enjoy playing the most?
I would say Hayward. In the most respectful way possible, I hate that team. I'm not over our loss a few years ago. I'm not over them kicking us out, and I don't think I ever will be. And every single time we play them, I just have something that I want to beat them so bad. You know, that's a team that whenever we step on the ice, like, we want to beat them.
That's an interesting aspect you hear from anyway, coaches, players, whoever it may be. You've won 2 state championships. Yeah, the one year you lost. Which do you think about more?
The one year we lost.
Interesting.
Well, and how, I guess, share with us, how awesome is it to be down at state? Because percentage-wise, there's a lot of teams, players, people that never experienced that throughout their high school career. And they get to do multiple times just to go get do it once, just to even be there. It's such a neat factor to be a player, coach, and part of a program to get down there. Of all the accomplishments and efforts and time it takes to make that happen, I think it's a huge deal and creates just outstanding memories from that portion of people's time in high school. What's the special part of getting down there? What do you love most about that makes you want to recoup that again this year and make it happen for a third time?
I mean, it's an experience like no other. You know, I don't think I'll ever be able to experience something like that once I graduate high school again. Just like the feeling of stepping off the bus and going into the rink, and all, like, you know, you get a lanyard that says your name on it, and it's so cool. And there's a bunch of different functions that you have to get to go to as a team, and you just feel really important. But I mean, just all the work that it takes to get there, and everything that we accomplished that other teams didn't get to, and kind of just being able to look back on your season and be like, oh wow, so all of that skating that we did, all of that work that coach put us through was for a reason, and all of that struggle that we had to overcome and all the adversity wasn't just for nothing, and there was a point to it. And just being able to, you know, like I said, look back and kind of understand it comes full circle, I think.
Anything else before our final question?
Go for it. You're the hockey guy.
Well, the question is, it's the same for everybody.
I'm going to divvy up to the hockey guy to do it.
But as a senior, and obviously you've been part of this program now for 4 years, coming down the stretch of your final, go around in high school athletics. You got some very young players, and that's one of the things that's always interesting. You see a lot of freshmen that have been on the ice for your team. What piece of advice do you give a freshman based on what you've learned over these years that they should be thinking about as they start their journey that you've already gone so far into? What piece of advice would you give a freshman just starting off that you based on what you've learned?
I think that I would, tell my freshmen that it's never, never, ever showing of weakness to ask for help. I think as someone who's very independent, I try to do everything myself all the time, and it doesn't always work out for me. And talking to your coaches, talking to your teammates, and being able to lean on them is never weak, and it's never kind of a matter of, can I handle this myself? And you shouldn't have to. And that's part of being on a team. And I think that it's really important that all freshmen and everyone on a team kind of works together, and they all, build each other up and not tear each other down. And being able to kind of be vulnerable and talk to your teammates and talk to your coaches is what makes a team, click and be great.
Terrific. That is Ava Rohde, senior from Wausau West High School, captain, defenseman for the Central Wisconsin Storm Girls hockey team. And great to talk to her last evening, learn a lot again about a very impressive young person that competes on the ice and also does wonderful work off the ice as well. And don't forget, on Saturday, Storm, number 3 ranked, will be at the Lakeshore Lightning in Mequon, and I will have live coverage of that one on Saturday, starting with the pregame show at 1:30 right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:48. Coming up next, it's our daily history lesson. We're going to see if we can get Ian back on the winning track with our number for the day quiz. So that is coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. It is Thursday, January the 16th of 2025, day number 16 of this year. There are 349 days remaining in the year, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. In 1987, red M&Ms returned for the first time in 11 years after being banned because the original red dye used in the candy had caused cancer in laboratory rats. They better have been sure that it was safe by that point. On this date in 1996, Jamaican authorities fired upon Jimmy Buffett's seaplane, mistaking it for a drug trafficker's plane. U2 singer Bono was with Buffett, but neither was hurt.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
On this date in 2003, the space shuttle Columbia took off on what would be its final mission. Columbia would disintegrate 16 days later on reentry. On this date in 2007, on a cold day in Springfield, Illinois United States Senator Barack Obama of Illinois launched his bid for the White House. On this date in 2015, new U.S. rules loosening trade restrictions with Cuba went into effect, including permission to sell instruments, tools, equipment, and supplies to private businesses. On this date in 2016, the first flower was grown in space, a zinnia aboard the International Space Station. And on this date in 2021, 4 years ago today, 10 Nepali climbers became the first to reach the summit of K2 in winter on the China-Pakistan border. A few famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Director John Carpenter, perhaps best known for the Halloween films, is 77 years old today. Dancer, choreographer, actress Debbie Allen from Fame and Grey's Anatomy is 75 years old today. Singer Sade is 66 years old. Supermodel Kate Moss is 51. And actor, playwright Lin-Manuel Miranda. Hamilton, of course, was his seminal work, but also Mary Poppins Returns, 45 years old today. Only 45, so he's still got a lot of, I'm sure,
yeah,
stuff to be come out of that very talented mind of his.
Absolutely.
And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events today. It is Elementary School Teacher Day. Boy, those are wonderful, wonderful people teaching Absolutely. The youngest kids. It is International Hot and Spicy Food Day. It is Book Publishers Day. It is Fig Newton Day. I don't know if this has anything to do with Seinfeld or what, but it's National Nothing Day. It is Get to Know Your Customer Day. It is Prohibition Remembrance Day. And Religious Freedom Day as well. All right, it is time now for the number for the day. It's time to see if we can get one in the win column for Ian Welsh.
Yes.
Every weekday we wrap things up by giving Ian a choice of three. Give him three different choices for the number for the day quiz. Based on the math, he should get one out of three correct, 33%. So if he's above 33% for the week, it's a passing grade. If he's below 33%, it's a failing grade. We want even better than that, though. A winning week is more right than wrong. His best week ever is 4 out of 5, and we're still looking for that first perfect week. So far this week, he is 0 for 3.
Yes, I am.
All right.
Yes.
Number for the day. And we talked about births.
Yeah.
Babies and births.
All
right. The number for the day today is the record for the most babies born to one woman. While the woman's name is not known, she lived in Russia from 1707 to 1782.
Okay.
So the record for the most babies born to one woman.
Okay. What are my choices?
The choices are 69. 89, 109.
Okay. 69, 89, or 109. Record number of babies born to one woman.
And she lived for 75 years. That should give you some help with that.
Okay. 69, 89, or 109. I don't know if you can see this, people, but steam is coming out of my ears.
Yes, it is.
I'm thinking, oh, this is so tough. I really want to get on the winning track here. You said she lived for how many years?
75.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go with my gut here. I sincerely hope I'm going to do better. I'm going to say,
spit it out.
Okay.
We need an answer.
I'm going to say, final guess. I'm going to say 69. I'm going with it.
This is almost like birth here. I'm trying to get you to give your answer. 69.
A is my final answer. I'm going with 69.
All right.
It's my final answer.
The record for the most babies born to one woman, 69.
Yes! Oh, thank goodness.
That was painful. That was almost as painful as birth right there.
Oh,
all right, you're 1 for 4. That means tomorrow it's all on the line. You can get a passing grade if you get it right tomorrow.
Oh. So.
All right. Thanks to Pat Kreitlow and Ava Rohde for being our guests today. Tonight, Marathon Girls Basketball at Edgar. Tom Weaver will have the call starting at 7. I will be at Marathon Park for Wausau West Hockey against Marshfield. Again, you can hear that game live on the Sports 2 stream by going to WXCO.FM in the upper left corner. Just click on Sports 2 or open up your Civic Media app, the 98.9 section, and click on Sports 2 as well. Have a good rest of your day, Ian.
You too, Chad. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Matinee on Air is coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.